I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes. Commentator Jimmy Israel has more than a few things to say about being called articulate.
White people are generally intimidated by interaction with blacks, and this explains a lot of awkward moments. Now, these gaffes aren't full-scale, we shall overcome, March on Washington kind of trip-ups. They're just the exhausting, everyday indignities you experience being black in this country. Being called articulate falls into that category. It's one thing to be called eloquent, as in to master the language, and another to be called articulate, as in merely having the ability to put words into a coherent sentence. There are lots of articulate and eloquent black people, and I don't know if it's particularly noteworthy. It's too much like calling somebody a credit to the race, almost as if you're complimenting them on their personal hygiene. Me, I get the articulate thing a lot. Like when I tell people I'm a professional writer, they say, "Good for you." Yeah, right. Thanks, but congratulations of that sort are condescending. I deal with the public a lot, and on the phone, I don't sound like the 5'10", 215-pound black guy I am in reality. I speak well, with just a twinge of an urban affect, and I think that makes people suspicious as they begin to try to code me over the phone by asking me sports or music-related questions like, "How about those Colts?" or "Do you have the new Ludacris CD?" I used to try to take them to task, but now I just take them for a ride, and it's those fun little moments that make my workday go by just that much faster. I've had people be surprised that I speak so well, that I read and write. Someone even congratulated me by trying to slap me five and give me the soul handshake. You can only laugh at that kind of ignorance. Being raised in both the inner city and the suburbs, I've become adept at code switching. I speak boardroom and barbershop, and it throws white people, many of whom would just prefer that I fall into a comfortable colonial stereotype and stick to it. I don't know if this gets to race or they simply don't trust a black man that speaks well. It's hard to tell. The only time I've ever been accused of being fake or inauthentic is by white people who want me to either shuck, jive, or start dancing for quarters. I used to try to explain the whole articulate code-switching thing to white people, but I didn't want to turn into anyone's Negro tour guide of black America. Suffice it to say that I've learned to articulate in a variety of situations, and I don't need a pat on the head for it.
Jimmy Israel is a columnist for the website AOL Black Voices.